This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm asking a question. Do you ever wonder if this could be your day? If this will be the day that a long-awaited prayer is answered or a closely held dream starts to come to pass? I know a woman who had a similar experience. After growing up from very humble beginnings, her lifelong dream was to become a homeowner. One day, she stumbled upon her dream house. Everything about it was perfect. The neighborhood was ideal. The house had even more features than she had hoped for. And mostly, she could afford it. This was her day. The only problem is that her new identity as homeowner became her center. She idolized it more than she trusted God. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about Peter's long night of fishing and catching nothing when Jesus told him to let his nets down again. Peter took in so many fish, his nets began to rip apart and his boat started to sink. As a lifelong fisherman who had never caught so many fish before, this was surely his day. Fishing was Peter's center too, but here's the difference between Peter and the woman. When Peter brought all the fish back to shore, Jesus told him he would now be fishing for men. The scriptures say he left everything and followed Jesus. When you can trust God and walk away from your wildest dreams, he will bless you immeasurably above and beyond what you could have ever hoped for. As you think about that, remember these words: some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 27. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, trust Him.